This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 403 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
And my name is John.
Well, we were kind of chatting off air before we hit the old record button, but I don't have a ton to talk about because I was last week, Tuesday, I worked late because of the elections. I was in the EOC until past 9 o'clock at night. Wednesday, I went to wrestling in New Hampshire. Thursday, we went to the high school play because my daughter is the backstage manager. Friday, I went to wrestling in Lowell, Massachusetts. Saturday, we went to the drive-in. So that kind of ate up almost every night from last week when we recorded until today.
Mike, I got to stop you there.
Yeah.
Do you realize what this is?
No, what is it?
403 is 31 Baker's Dozens.
No.
Which, if you think about it, 31 is 13 backwards.
It certainly is.
It's 31 13s. That is crazy. That is crazy. Absolutely mind-blowing. That is
wild and crazy. And we're recording on 11-11.
Wow. Wow.
It's just, you know, more stuff and things.
This is insane.
And if you wait and put it out on a Wednesday instead of Tuesday, it'll get released on 11/13.
Wow. Wow. It just keeps coming.
Yeah. It keeps changing and keeps. Yeah. What is that little tiny cup you're just drinking from?
Oh, that's from Taco Bell.
Oh, that's an old school Taco Bell logo.
Yeah. They're doing this promotion right now. It's like 70s, 80s, 90s, and I don't know the specifics of it, but I know they said something like, oh, the Chalupas are back from the 90s. Whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But the one over by you on Western Avenue is a solo Taco Bell. It's not a Taco Bell / KFC.
Yep. One thing that I really like is that they now offer a thing called the grilled cheese burrito, but instead of the normal, like, they'll ask you, do you want beef, chicken, or steak? But you can say, I want black beans. And they'll do that as your protein instead of.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool. I don't know if you can do that with everything. You probably can, but.
I mean, maybe. Well, now that we've established this is 31 Baker's Dozens episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to don't have the ton to talk about. I even forgot until just before you called me that I needed to watch What We Do in the Shadows. A show I love just slipped my mind.
Yep. Yeah. It was a good episode this week. It was called Nandor's Army. We'll talk about it next week when you do watch it. But I don't have a lot to talk about this week, but that's also, I mean, I've been busy as well, mostly doing stuff around the house. I picked up one new show though and binged a lot of it. So
what's the new show you picked up?
We started watching From, and I remember messaging.
Yes. You messaged me about that, and I think it's on Prime the first couple seasons to watch.
So here's what it is. Like, the show is from MGM Plus, which whatever. So recently I had gotten Shudder through Prime because I wanted to check out some Halloween movies. I think actually I got it so that I could watch one of the Evil Deads or something like that. But basically I got Shudder as like, oh, 7 days. And then it's like $6 a month or something. And then I saw that this was available and it said, oh, you can watch it with AMC Plus on Prime. And I was like, okay. So I clicked on that and it was like, okay, we're going to cancel your Shudder and we're going to charge you an extra $2 a month after 7-day free trial to do AMC Plus. And I'm like, okay, $8 a month. I can handle that.
Sure.
Well, they only had the first season. There are three seasons of From, and they only had the first one. And we binged the whole first season. It's 10 episodes. They're about 45 to 60 minutes per episode. And we watched the whole first season and fucking glued to the TV. I'll go into that in a minute here. But then they were like, sorry, now you have to get MGM Plus. So then MGM Plus is another $2, but it's all cumulative. So like I add $2 a month and I get MGM and AMC and Shudder. Just like before, I got AMC plus Shudder for the extra $2. So it's not that bad of a deal. So for $4 more than what I was paying to get Shudder, I'm also getting AMC plus and I'm getting MGM plus. Not that I'm probably going to watch a lot on either one of them.
Yep.
But for right now, there are three seasons out of From. The third season is only 8 episodes in so far, and there's 10 total. So it's still going live right now. So we're definitely going to check that out. And then I might end up just canceling afterwards. From is awesome. It's so good. I kept seeing people online.
Harold Perrineau.
Yes.
Perrineau, correct?
Yep. I kept seeing people online who were like, oh my God, I can't get over how good the show is. And I thought it was going to get overhyped for me. But it really didn't. It's got vibes of Lost, but done way better and way more compacted. I don't want to give a lot away, but I want to sell people on it. So here's the basics of it. And this, they'll tell you this right in the description of the show. Essentially, this family of four, you know, it's a father, mother, teenage daughter, and 8-year-old son. They're on a camping trip and they're driving along and they find themselves in this town that when they drive in, they can't drive out. Like every time they try to drive out, they end up right back in the town.
Is it under the dome type of thing?
No. It's not like they hit a wall. They just literally like loop around and suddenly they're coming right back into town. Like they just drive in a straight line and they're right back in town. So the people of town basically explain to them very quickly that everything's fine during the day, but at night they all go inside, they all shut their windows, they all board them up, and they avoid the creatures that roam the town. There's a big mystery. There's a lot of big mysteries. Like as the episodes go on, they progressively add more to this. Some of the characters are going to be your stereotypical annoying people, but honestly, they come back around. You know how sometimes you're like, oh God, it's a teenage girl and she's going to act like this the whole time. No, she doesn't. You know, she starts it, but then she doesn't. There's a lot of places where I thought they were going to fall into typical tropes or, you know, a number of times Julie and I were sitting there and I'd be like, they should have done this if this was a normal show, but instead they did this. And I really like that. I will say this, the violence is violent. You will like this. Like when we're talking about these creatures killing people, it's not just like it's off screen. The violence is violent. So I give this a very, very hard sell. Like if you liked early seasons of Lost when there was a mystery and you were trying to figure it out, if you like anything where you have no idea and all you can do is speculate and you're compelled by the drama that's unfolding, like seriously, give this a watch. It's a little hard to track down, like I was just saying, but if you go on Amazon Prime or if you already have AMC Plus, see if you can upgrade to MGM Plus. But the easiest way, go on Amazon Prime, look for From, FROM. Like you said, it's Harold Perrineau. He's right on the front of it. By the time we got to the like 8th episode of the season 1, we were like, we couldn't stop. Like we had to watch 8, we had to watch 9, we had to watch 10. And now we're like, shit, we've got to get into season 2. Like I'm chomping at the bit. This is so good. Hmm. Yeah, I definitely give this a very hard sell.
All right. Well, I had started the first episode at one point, but then I was like, I'm not in the right frame of mind to start something new.
I get that. I've been there.
Uh, We have not watched Matlock either.
Same.
The most recent episode. But we did watch Ghosts. And we laughed thoroughly.
This was a really good episode. I want to say I got a little choked up at the end, you know, with Trevor's legacy.
Yeah, it was really nice that that they were like, oh, you talking about T-Money? Mm-hmm. They knew who T-Money was. But at the same time, Trevor has been dead for 20 years. So, like, he wouldn't be up to the times on things to say or what to do or whatnot.
Right. Yeah, I like the fact that he basically got himself an online job because remote work works now and he can use a computer. But it was so nice to see that, like, the nice thing that he had done by giving his pants to that rookie kid would pay off down the road because that kid started his own firm and, you know, banned hazing and he made a positive work environment and everybody loved working there. And it was all because of Trevor. And he let That's everybody know that. Yeah. He let everybody know that this is because Trevor was a good guy to me. I thought for sure, like, I was worried that he was going to get sucked off at that point because it was like he got a legacy. He had done something so well and everybody remembered him. And I thought it was going to be like, ooh, you did it.
I do like the fact that I didn't think of that actually about him getting sucked off, but I do like the fact that they had the big, like, they're supposed to do this big run at the end where they all take their pants off.
Yeah.
But they just kind of ran in circles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they got to keep their underwear on.
Yes. I liked watching, like, the female coworker. Oh, she kept sexually harassing the other people.
Oh, my God.
And Roberta is just like, wait a second. So women can do that now? Like,
yeah, I love it when they, like, gave him crap. They're like, oh, he sucks because he decided to stay true to his fiance.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe you didn't cheat on your fiance with Carol or whatever her name was. You know, like, Hetty and Sappy are bored. They're like, let's start a rumor about someone. And then Pete comes home and does his typical, like, oh, it's so great that I can leave and go places and da 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 da. So they start the rumor that his girlfriend, Donna from the Caribbean, is really made up.
Mm-hmm. It's a good rumor. Like,
yeah, and as only Pete can go see her, there's no one that can refute it.
Yep. And she's a ghost, so it's not like anybody can record her.
Exactly. And so I thought that was funny. And then, of course, like, Pete calls him out on it, and, you know, what happens. And then they admit, yes, we made that up. And then they made up another rumor about him as well, which I thought was good.
That his hair was like a Lego. That
his hair was like a Lego, yeah. And I liked when Sam, like, Googled Donna and found out that Donna's actually real because she, like, murdered her family and hid out before she died down in the Caribbean. There she is. I thought that was hilarious. the whole episode was really good. That's it. It's a fun show. We like it a lot.
It really is. Even though some of the stuff is, like, super cheesy, you know, it's sitcom-y type jokes, but they do so well. And Jay's just great. You know, I like how he sat down there and he started to have a talk with Trevor. He's like, look, Trevor, what you got to know is, and she's like, oh, he left the room. And he's like, can't you just let me have this?
Yeah, can't you just let me finish what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going to know a difference. Yeah. No, it's just a great show. I saw a panel that they were on, and I don't know when the panel aired or when it happened, but one of the producers basically, because one of the fans asked Jay, are you ever going to be able to talk to the ghosts or see the ghosts?
Mm.
And he's like, that'd be interesting. And then, like, the producer was just like, without spoiling anything, I'm just going to say yes. And, like, all the cast on the panel, like, whipped their heads around, like, are you serious? Like, and Jay, she's like, oh, I'll finally be able to talk to someone at work.
I'm wondering if it's going to be like a one-off type of thing. You know, you think about the tropes that they do in sitcom like this, you know, it could be that him and Sam swap for a day or something like that. Or maybe he gets a bump on the noggin and for 24 hours he can talk to them. I'm hoping it's more than that, but.
Right. I just enjoy his character thoroughly. I tried watching the British one and really it wasn't like it was bad. It was good. It's just without that Jay character, it really took it away from me.
Oh, that's too bad. But yeah. I get it. I mean, he's awesome.
Well, let's see here. So we started, we watched a couple more episodes of Nobody Wants This.
Okay.
The one with Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kristen Bell. Jeez, Anna Kendrick. The one with Kristen Bell on the Netflix where she and her sister are basically they're sex bloggers. And he's a rabbi and she's not Jewish. And yeah, you haven't watched any of this, correct?
No. Yeah. Are you still enjoying it?
Yes. We watched two episodes. We don't want to burn through it quickly, even though all the episodes are up. We have six to go. We've watched the first four. We are enjoying it very thoroughly. Again, great characters, good character development, good storytelling. I don't want to give anything away, but it's very solid. It's very solid. And there's parts in it where like they're dealing with relationships. So like she sends a text, but he doesn't respond straight away and she doesn't know why. So of course she's reading into did I say it's the wrong thing? Did I do something wrong or why? Instead of the fact he's just busy and hasn't looked at his phone because he had an emergency he was dealing with because he's a rabbi. And I just like turned to Kate and I was like, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that horseshit. But yeah, it's a very solid show. The episodes fly by. They really fly by. But we're just taking it slow. You should watch it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows on our list right now.
It might be a good palate cleanser from because it's a comedy.
Speaking of comedies, we finished season 5 of Big Mouth and are still enjoying the hell out of that. This was a nice one because little Nicky, the character on the show, the main character, he went and met the person in charge of HR, which is, you know, all the monsters, the hormone monsters and the shame wizard and all of them. He went and met the person in charge and it was actually Nick Kroll, you know, but not animated Nick Kroll. It was like live action Nick Kroll. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm basically, he's like, so you're an adult who is trying to process all of the trauma that he went through as a kid by animating a show. And he's like, well, yeah, me and a lot of the writers, we're all doing the same thing. It's such a fun show and it gets more unhinged the more the seasons go on. There's not much else I can say about that.
Fair enough. We started a new show. I don't know how we feel about it yet. We've watched the first two episodes. There is 8 in all. It's called Penelope.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. Let's see. It came out September 24th. All the episodes dropped. First episode says, while on a high school camping trip, 16-year-old Penelope feels called to abandon her family and friends and explore a new life in the wild unknown. And okay. It's, yeah, she essentially just up and leaves. Like, gets a bunch of gear, finds her way out into the middle of the Washington State. I don't know where she's from initially, probably Washington State, and just heads off into this national park and looks for a place to camp.
Okay.
And there's very little dialogue. The first episode, the episodes were like 25 minutes apiece. They go by really, really fast. I don't dislike it. I can't give it a hard sell. I don't know where the story's going other than she just ups and leaves and she's going to try on this. And so like the first episode is establishing what she's going to do and watching her do it. And then the second episode is like, you know, her first days in the forest by herself and like trying to figure out her tent and starting a fire and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was really weird because the second episode was rated TVMA, and I thought that's interesting for language. And there was precisely one curse word, and it was the word shit.
So why is that MA?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Interesting.
Seemed very odd to me.
Hmm.
I think we'll keep watching because it's not a chore to watch.
Okay.
And I'm curious, like, well, what's the story they're trying to tell? Because there's got to be some sort of something else more. So yeah, I don't dislike it so much so far. Like, I was a little concerned. But it's
not a hard sell.
No, I was a little concerned because, like, in the first episode, because she's a 16-year-old girl, she has no money, she meets this guy, and I was just sitting there thinking, like, oh, I really do not want to watch a show about a 16-year-old girl that gets sexually assaulted because she's stupid. And thankfully, that doesn't happen, but it's just one of those things where, like, it's a TVMA show. It could happen, you know, because that creates hardship to overcome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that to Kate when the episode was over. I was like, thank God she didn't get sexually assaulted, because I just, for some reason, I was just like, I could totally see it happening just because of the subject matter and what's going on and the naivety and all that other business. And she's like, yeah, I have no interest in that either, because it's like, I just would have shut it off. Because again, there's so many TV shows now on HBO or Showtime or whatever that we watch nowadays where that is a high probability that's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I can't think of
like
one.
Westworld.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like Westworld, Game of Thrones, going back to Rome, the old TV show Rome, Deadwood, Hell on Wheels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's a lot of them.
But anyways, yeah, so like I said, not a hard no on our end, but at the same time, not really sure how much more we're going to explore it.
Okay, that's fair.
You got any other shows? I think I just got one more.
Let's see. Yeah, we haven't watched any more Evil yet. And I have not watched any more Tulsa King, and I'm really not like excited to watch more. So,
yeah, I haven't heard really a whole lot good about the second season, and I guess we're just not going to watch it at this point.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing anything.
I got through the second season of the 1980s Twilight Zone series. Second season is only 15 episodes, but they go from being hour long to 22 minutes. And that's with opening and closing credits. So if you skip through those, it's essentially 20 minutes. And much like the original Twilight Zone series, the short 20-minute episodes or 22-minute episodes, they can tell a good, compelling story. And so far, the second season, because I'm all done the second season, I actually even started the third season, because there's only three seasons total. And these are also half-hour episodes. It's a lot better. The stories are a lot tighter. They're actually quite a bit better. It's like they looked at all the issues they had with the first season and said, okay, let's fix this. So a couple of really good standout stories that I enjoy thoroughly. Real classic Twilight Zone type stories as well. It's much more enjoyable than that first season. The first season was a struggle to get through, much like season four of the original run. But yeah, much better. So I'll finish that up.
Okay.
Before the end of the month, most likely, if not sooner. And then we'll see if I roll into the 2000s series or if I just take a break from it and check something else out.
I'm guessing you're going to roll into it.
Probably I'll roll through it. Yeah. But yeah, that's where I'm at on shows this week. I didn't watch anything else. I got just a couple movies to talk about.
I said, most of our show watching was 10 episodes of From, and it was so worth it.
I get that. So like I said, we went to the drive-in on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And Pride's Corner Drive-In. Pride's Corner in Westbrook. That one and the Farmington one are the only two still open right now. And I know Pride's Corner stated that they will be screening Wicked on November 22nd. So they definitely plan on being open a couple more weeks.
Did you hear about what's going on with those toys?
No.
So they've got a whole bunch of toys out there to celebrate the movie. And some of them are like dolls that, you know, like Barbie doll kinds of things. And the boxes for all of these toys have, you know, their UPC and everything. And then they say www.wicked.com.
Oh, no.
That's a porn site. That's Wicked Pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody got a little, you know, overzealous and said, yeah, we'll put the website on there. And those are out in the world.
Damn, that is hilarious. Not really, but it is.
I mean, truth be told, think about it. If you were a kid who was into Wicked, you would probably immediately Google Wicked. Or you might try going to Wicked.com and then go, I don't think that they're like buying a toy and then looking at the box going, ooh, I should go here. Like, they've already thought of it. But at the same time, oof.
Okay,
someone's getting fired.
To be fair, when you go to wicked.com, it says access right at the very front, and maybe they put this up there since then, but it says Wicked, access beyond this page is restricted to adults 18 plus only. The following website includes web pages, links, images, video displays of sexual orientation, including explicit material of pornographic nature, blah, blah, blah. And it, well, you're not going to send me notifications, but you exit or you enter. If you exit, it brings you to Google. If you enter, obviously it brings you on.
I think they should set it up so that if you hit exit, it goes to the actual Wicked Movies website. That would be a classy move.
I don't know if they put this up after this air, but this is what's up now. So like you do have to click a thing that says, hey, go here. And then even then, once you get there, you have to log in or become a member. And although there's some very provocative images, it's just like cover boxes, if you will. So you'd have to do a lot of clicking to really get in there and see the porn.
Yeah.
And even then, once you click on something, they want you to create an account. So it's like it took you to Pornhub or something that you just go there and boom, there's explicit material. I mean, there's that warning page, and then there's a lot of things that you'd have to do to really. Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's terrible, but it could be a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I really don't think that kids are buying this, flipping over the box and looking at the little tiny thing and going, oh, I've got to go there. Yeah, you know, they just want to play with the toys. They're going to throw away the box.
What is the
someone's still in URL? Trouble.
It's wickedmovie.com. That's the official webpage for it. Yeah. Mattel, we deeply regret.
Yep.
So we actually went to the drive-in specifically to watch The Wizard of Oz. It is the 85th anniversary this year of the movie. It came out in 1939. And the last time we saw it was actually May of 2020 at Pride's Corner Drive-In during their first week in there open after during the pandemic when they were allowed to open. And because it was the 85th anniversary, they had an introduction, and from like Turner Classic Movies or whatever.
Okay.
And the lady talked about how when this movie came out in 1939, it had some tremendous competition. Because what also came out that year, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Wuthering Heights, Stagecoach, Gone with the Wind, like all these huge, like big budget, big, you know, Hunchback of Notre Dame, like all these big budget, big epic type movies came out in 1939 of Mice and Men. Yeah. So it's like, oh, damn, that's a lot. That's a lot of big movies that came out that year.
Hard to think of stuff like that as big budget, air quotes, compared to what we've got nowadays.
I mean, Gone with the Wind's budget was $3.85 million, which in 1938 was a shit ton of money. Really, if you think about it. So. And then the other movie I watched was called Black Cab. It was on Shudder.
Okay. I don't think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, so I watched it because it... hold on. It takes place in England. And let's see here. And there's no disinvent. Okay. Anyways, I think it's a. I don't want to give away too much. Let me see. Here we go. Nope, that's not it. What's this? The Nightcaller TV series from 2024? Here we go. Black Cab. Yeah, so it starred Nick Frost.
Oh, okay.
And he plays a bad guy. And that threw me off because it's Nick Frost. Yeah. A couple who find their jovial cab driver diverts them to the remote haunted road, revealing disturbing motives about his true intentions. So it's a ghost story. And it's pretty damn good. It's on Shudder. If you still have the Shudder, you can go watch it there.
Okay.
So Shudders are called Black Cab. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And it's Black Cab, C-A-B?
C-A-B, yeah.
Okay. Couldn't tell if you were saying that a black cat. But then when you said cab driver, it made more sense.
Yeah. So this is interesting. I'll just throw this out there. I was trying to find it and to talk about it. And there is a, it says TV series called The Night Caller on the BBC from 2024. And it says, Tony, a lonely Liverpool taxi driver, begins to form a twisted worldview and an unhealthy obsession with a late night radio talk show host. And they came out in, let's see here, it's one season. It aired May 6th, July 8th, July 9th, and July 10th. So there's only four episodes out.
But it's a BBC show, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a BBC show. But it's interesting to me is that there was a TV series way back in the day called The Night Caller. And it was, let's see here. Well, maybe, oh, wait, what is it called? The Night Caller? What was it called? But it was a late night radio show host. And what was the name of the guy that it starred? And this is, there's no way this is not based on this. I'll have to find it. Did you watch any movies?
We watched one movie.
What'd you watch?
Once again, over on Prime, they now have the recent theatrical movie, My Old Ass.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I saw your lady friend there posted on Facebook that she liked it, watched it, and loved it.
It was so good. The trailer, if you watch the trailer, it's basically this girl who is 18, and she's getting ready to go off to college, and she goes out in the woods with a couple of friends of hers, and they all have some mushroom tea, and mm-hmm. she sees Aubrey Plaza, who is her older self. She's like, yeah, I'm you, but I'm 39. And it comes across as a comedy, and it is, but this is one of the best movies that I've seen this year. This movie was so well done. The dialogue was really good. The material was great. It's different than what you expect watching the trailer. Not a lot different, but it is different, and it is so good. It's so well done. Make it a date night movie. Watch this with Kate.
Okay.
It's really good. I really, really, really like this one a lot. Julia loved this movie. Yeah, big hard sell on this one. My old ass. It's great.
And the only other movie I watched was Time Cut.
How is that? I've got it on my to be watched.
So, all right. It's the plot follows Lucy, a girl who accidentally travels back in time to 2003 and attempts to save her older sister from a masked killer.
Yeah. So it's like that Kieran Shipka one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Totally killer.
Yes, totally killer.
Except then you go back to the 80s.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. It's a great one-time watch. Where I would go back and watch Totally Killer again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a few years, maybe not. Maybe like, oh, I'd like to check that out again type of thing. Who knows how long it would be. But it was definitely a good one-time watch for me.
Okay.
Not a hard sell, but I enjoyed it. The time travel thing is... You know how normally you go through the time travel tropes and they're all like, you can't do this because of the butterfly effect, or you create a paradox, or one change here could change anything there, and blah, 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 blah. And they do talk about that, but then they just ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not phenomenal. It's a good movie.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. You should watch it.
I do want to, because you know me, time travel, anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is worth your time.
Cool. Okay.
If you're concerned about that, it is worth your time. But good flick.
Nice.
It's not something I need to. It's not something that's on my my rewatch list all the time.
Right. I get that there. And I've seen plenty of movies like that, too. It doesn't mean that they're a bad movie. It just means that, I once is enough.
Yeah. Yep. So. Oh, let's see here. What else? Oh, yeah. I found it. Midnight Caller. That's the show I was thinking about. It was a television drama on NBC from 1988 to 1991. So it was 3 seasons, 61 episodes. It starred Gary Cole as Jack Killian, a former San Francisco police detective who quits the force after he accidentally shoots his partner dead in a confrontation with armed criminals. And he ends up becoming the Nighthawk on this late night overnight talk show. And then people start calling in and I don't know. I kind of like it. I'll watch an episode every once in a great while on YouTube, because it's the only place you can find it.
Okay.
But that's what this The Night Caller British series kind of reminds me about. That's it. That's all I got. You got any other movies, sir?
No. It was just the one this week.
Just the one. All right. Well, let's chat.
Trailers. There wasn't trailers. A lot.
No. Let's see here.
I think it starts with Dear Santa.
Yeah, Jack Black. That looks funny.
Yeah. Basically, it a kid misspells Santa. He sends a letter to Santa, but instead he addresses it Dear Satan, and so it goes to Satan, who is Jack Black. And
I thought the reindeer had horns, not you, Santa.
I think it's gonna be fun. It'll probably be a one-time watch on in the Christmas season.
Yep, that seems accurate to me. Yep, that works for me. Like I said, one time watch, go through there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That's about it.
And then what was the next trailer? There's no preview, and I can't remember.
Because it didn't preview. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This is the Keira Knightley Black Doves. Keira Knightley, Ben Whishaw, Sarah Lancashire. 6-episode spy thriller on Netflix.
Yep.
Looks pretty good. 6 episodes.
Helen begins a passionate affair that may endanger her secret identity when her lover becomes victim to the London's underworld and her employers send an old friend to protect her.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I heard after I got done reading that. You said the trailer to Captain America, Brave New World. This was a very different format trailer than we're used to seeing from Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I stopped it at one point to go, wait, is this official or is this one of those fan trailers?
Yeah. But it was official.
What's official? And they
gave away.
Oh, yes. It was an official trailer. I thought you were saying, and it's official. Like,
no,
Harrison Ford's Red Hulk
stuff.
Yeah. They really did. I don't know who the character was, but it almost looked like Black Widow was back at one point in the trailer.
Yeah, I don't know if that was her. Maybe it was her sister.
Yeah.
Because Elena's around. I don't know. It looks good. I'll definitely check it out. I'm going to have to rewatch. I was about to say Bucky and Falcon, but Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That was really good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to rewatch that one because it's been a while and Julie has never seen it. So.
Well, it's a perfect reason to rewatch it then.
Yeah.
Perfect reason to watch it. You sent some news about Miles Morales getting a live action movie after the next animated Spider-Man
movie,
but we have no idea when that could ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a release date for the Spider-Man movie yet?
No, because they kept pushing it back. They kept having problems with it. So as far as I know, it's on track for sometime in 2025.
Oh, Alien Covenant is going to be on Hulu in December or November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the date? Forced me to click on the link.
Sorry.
That's not your fault. Well, that's taking forever to load. November 21st, Alien Romulus, only on Hulu. There we go.
Yep.
So next week, 10 days.
Not bad. You going to watch it again?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I want to watch that again. And then I sent you the trailer for The Unbreakable Bunch. What'd you think of that?
That definitely seems like something that you would watch.
A bunch of professional wrestlers. Like old wrestlers like Glacier, Haku, Luther Reigns, like a lot of B wrestlers, if you will, are in this movie battling aliens.
Yeah, this looks cheesy.
But... And I will watch the hell out of it based on who's in it. But yeah, like you're saying, it looks super cheesy, low budget, corny.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be watching it, but it definitely seemed like something that was right up your alley. So you'll have to let me know. And I
don't know
how I'm
going to watch it because I don't know where it's streaming or when it's going to be on or.
Yeah.
Anything of that nature, for that matter. Oh, anything else, sir?
I don't think so. Usually we will say, I don't have a lot to talk about, and then we rant and rave for a while. But, I mean, this time we really don't have a lot to talk about.
So I found out about this movie called Roar, R-O-A-R.
Right.
And apparently it came out in 1981, but they started filming it in 1976. And it stars, written and directed by Noel Marshall.
Okay.
Who is the husband of Tippi Hedren. And her daughter, Melanie Griffith, is in it. And his sons, John and Jerry Marshall, are in this movie.
Okay.
And they star as a family. American naturalist Hank, Noel Marshall, lives on a nature preserve in Tanzania with a collection of big cats to study their behavior. Although, and yeah, it is. They made this movie. It took them 6 years to make it. It actually has large cats that are not trained that these actors are interacting with. And okay. There were some trainers that were on there, but like it's, I learned about this because, my buddy Brandon shared a short with me that Mark Maron did talking about the most dangerous movie ever made. And he talked about this movie and I was like, holy shit, I need to watch this. And yeah, it began filming October 1st, 1976, was the last 6 months. They ended up releasing it until in 1981. Yeah, they, so due to the large number of untrained animals on set, there were reports of there were a reported 48 injuries within 2 years of the start of filming.
Damn.
It is estimated that Roar's 140 person crew, at least 70 were injured during production. And it says John Marshall stated he believed that the number was well over 100 in an interview from 2015. So someone got bitten through the hand from a male lion during a fight season. They thought maybe he might lose his arm. He had suffered 8 punctured wounds on his leg. Yep, because the lion was curious about the makeup he had on his leg, and so he bit his leg. Marshall had already been bitten around 11 times when this movie was filmed. He got hospitalized for face and chest injuries. He got blood poisoning. He got gangrene at one point.
Jesus.
Yeah. Tippi Hedren was bitten in the head by a lion. And like scraped her skull.
Wow.
She got admitted to the hospital after an elephant picked her up with his trunk and by her ankle. And fractured it. Before he threw her on the ground. She also got some gangrene. She had a fracture in her hand, abrasions on her leg. Like there's so many injuries on here. The one died somehow. Melanie Griffith got bit in the face. And that's why she has that scar in her face.
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah. A lion jumped on John Marshall and began to bite the back of his head. It took 6 people to get off him. He needed 56 sutures to close up the wound. Yeah, he got put in the hospital for a month after being bit in the thigh. Like, all this stuff, like, it's just, it is
wild. And it was all in the making of one movie?
Yeah. 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 It was not good. It was not safe. I think it's been released on home video here and there, but if you go to like archive.org and type Roar, you'll find it there to download for free. So I have downloaded this film and I plan on watching it. Yeah, it is wild. See if I can find that video my buddy sent me and I'll send it to you. Because to be fair, I'm surprised I haven't sent it to you already. Oh, hell. But that's all I got going on for me, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I've got as well.
Yeah, I sent it to you on the gram.
Okay. So.
All right, I'm on the socials. I'm Superstar ML.
I am the Quantum Geek, G33K.
that is the show. Next Monday, we're not going to record because I am going to be at a conference.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Have a good one.